don't you love this place?
This is
it's
amazing.
It's great.
Yeah.
You love it?
What are you doing?
I'm looking for Lewis.
Let loose. He's not here. Have a good time.
We gotta do this more often.
Come to disgusting strip clubs?
Disgusting. Why is
that's
disgusting?
That's a harsh word. Watch this.
That's her.
That's her.
That's her.
It's like Jell-O pudding inside of motherfuckers. She is communicating right now. Understand what I'm trying to tell you? In Hawaii, they move hands and hips. Mm-hmm. Out here, it's titties. The fucking titties are talking right now.
Oh, and what exactly are they saying?
Those titties are a blabbermouth. You know what I'm talking about? They're fucking this yippity-yapping right now.
Nice having you here, Howard.
I do what I can. I actually had to let out a massive pee, like, running into the studio. Like, I did use the bathroom, but I did not wash my hands or flush. So.
Let me do the level check right now. I'm going to bring up my headphones. I look a little hot in the mix. Let's bring me down. I'm having to do this because everyone's treating me like Mr. Hands Class and strutting in like Spicoli with a goddamn bagel in their trunks. And then called me a dick after I rip up their schedule card. So, let's see. Okay, the levels look good here. Howard, you talk. I haven't done this shtick in a while.
Yeah, we are actually, like, we are on the verge of trying to act professional on Papa's base.
The live level check. This was something I banned a long time ago, and I thought I'd gotten beyond it. But live and learn. I have not outgrown anything here. I'm not too good for anything. You know what? At least you're here. Least you're here. More than I can say for the Jewess.
You know what? You know what? She's going to make an entrance. I guarantee it.
She will. She might make an exit 30 seconds later after I lay into her.
Ease up on my girl, man. We had a good time on my birthday, so.
You know, I'm...
She took care of your boy.
That sounds like she rimmed you. That's what that sounds like. I don't think she did. If she did, then I really won't be upset. Because that's doing things for you I'm not going to. You're my friend.
Anymore.
Exactly. I'll fall for that trick four times. But the fifth time, I know I'm not licking a Jell-O mold. You can't get me all the time, buddy. We got a full show today. First of all, you're listening to Papa's Basement. Let's get that out of the way. We've got lovely Howard here. We've got me. I'm John Papagiorgio. I'm introducing you first, though.
I appreciate that.
Today, the show is going to be yours, just to spite her.
Don't do that.
Just to spite her.
I come here to listen to you talk about your life, John, as do most of your listeners.
All right, you're in luck, because the whole outline's about me. Not going to lie, the whole mess of prep is my thing. We're going to talk about your birthday, which was Thursday.
I don't think we have to talk about that very much.
There's going to be a little.
What happens on my birthday stays at my birthday. That's kind of how I look at it.
You didn't murder a hooker or anything too bad. Not this year. We won't discuss anything illicit that may have
please transpired. Please refer not to my 30th birthday, but like we might be able to talk about this one.
So. I mean, I'm happy you can remember anything. I had my 31st birthday end of February. Yeah. I don't remember anything. Don't know what I did. I had a cake, I guess.
I will need an AIDS test in about 3 months, though. I will say that.
Wow. Good for you.
No, that's a joke.
I know.
We actually haven't talked about it. That was a joke. That's not for real.
Why? I have AIDS tests for real all the time. I hate the condom.
Yeah.
The condom, I just now, as like a 31-year-old man, found a condom that doesn't feel like I'm trying to have sex through a tarp. Like a Hasidic Jew who didn't even cut the hole, who's just banging through that sheet. And not like a high thread count sheet either, which still might feel pleasant. Like a Kmart 60 threads per square inch burlap sack sheet. You're listening to Papa's Basement, the show's website. Let's get the plugs in the proper order.
Get her done.
Because I think we've screwed this up previously. We're going to do it right this time.
Teach me, because I've never paid attention.
All right. First and foremost, you got to send them to inpapasbasement.com. That's the website that has links to every episode of the show. I know you're listening live, and you're like, this is amazing. This is like the first time I watched Animal House, and I need to recapture this over and over again. Well, you're in luck. You go to inpapasbasement.com. This episode we're doing right now, Saturday the 20th, is it?
Yes, today is the 20th.
Good. Your people are good with numbers. Thank you. please roll with that a little more.
Sorry. I was going to explain why I know what today's date is for the first time in like 2 years, but never mind.
It would have been funnier had you pulled out an abacus and then you could just clink the beads on air.
If only we were on video.
Yeah. Well, we are actually here. You want to be on video?
No, I don't.
It's right now the camera
is on
is
you.
Aiming at my man tit. Yeah. Like, I don't even think it's at face level. Like, I'm like an anonymous cam girl on Chatterbait right now, where it's just neck down action.
No, that's a negative.
Okay. Fair enough.
That's a negative.
You go to inpapasbasement.com. It's going to have this episode. It's going to have every other episode we've ever done of this thing, which is approaching 250.
Jeez.
Something like that. I mean, we've done it a little over 5 years, and for a while now, we've been doing two episodes.
Yeah.
A week instead of one. Here's one thing I realize we haven't said yet. The new episodes of this show, they go up on Mondays and Thursdays. Technically, Wednesday evening.
You have not been explaining that to people.
Sunday evening. Exactly. Yeah. But you're going to get two episodes a week going to inpapasbasement.com. 2-hour-long episodes. It's also got a bunch of my writing, which kind of ebbs and flows with, you know, how busy I am in my
day-to-day. You need to upsell your writing more. You talk about the podcast. Number two needs to be and bonus content. Don't
tons
just
of
download
content.
This from other websites. Go to the inpapasbasement.com
exactly.
website for my writing.
Anyone who's been syndicating me and actually getting me numbers, go to hell. Circumvent them. Go to inpapasbasement.com. You'll probably get the show sooner, and you're going to get my writing. So anyone who's helped me, I'm biting your hand right now, right to the GD bone. Stop feeding me. Stop feeding me, hand. You've been bitten. You go to inpapasbasement.com. It's also got the links to, here's another thing we got to get right, facebook.com/papasbasement. We got to promote that in front of the Twitter. No one has Twitter. I need to come to terms with that. You know who has Twitter? 16-year-old black kids and porn stars. No one else.
Yeah.
That's really it. Kids who are like, hey, you got a lot of followers.
Yeah.
Can you listen to my mixtape?
Yeah.
And then retweet the link.
Oh, man. I get a lot of white guitarists.
There's some of that,
guitarist.
Too.
Hey, check out my new single.
Yeah, exactly. Be my fourth download on iTunes. There's that, and there's porn whores who are like, I'm going to be in Colorado for the next 2 weeks. If you want some alone time, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, email me here. Which, admittedly, if you were looking for a prostitute, that would be a cool way to go. Just putting that out there. Screwing a porn star for money? That's a story.
Yeah.
Like, there's something redeeming about that. Compared to, I just went to a prostitute. That's sad. Like, I go to strip clubs, but I would look down on the prostitute guys.
Let me ask you this.
Okay.
If your experience with a porn star were captured on video, not like put out on the internet,
mm-hmm.
but it's one of those things where people be like, yeah, right, you had sex with a porn star, and you'd be like, no, check it out.
Okay.
And you just busted out your iPhone and was like, boom, here's the video, me with her.
Is it like, am I visibly naked in this? Like, it's just me pronging it out at that angle. You know the porn angle where it stops dead level at the guy's beanbag? Because if you go an inch lower, it would show his ass, and then it gets real gay real fast.
I actually have to say, like, some of the highest quality video direction that is out there is softcore porn. Like, the guys who are able to stage.
I think that's
easy. So that you cannot see John Papa Giorgio in his full glory, while you still get a full shot of this hot porn star.
I think that's
that
easy.
Is
that's just put
genius.
Your thighs around the dude, and that covers like almost everything. I think it's much more difficult filming heterosexual intercourse without the guy's ass spreading, and really, pardon the term, I got nothing better, like queering the vibe. Like,
yeah, I don't want to see another man's butthole hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want to, like,
I just, like, accidentally seeing it in the mirror myself, I'm just like, I wish I did not know that about myself. Why would I want to see this for another person?
If a guy is really, like, laying it down, it's going to look like a cyclops winking at you.
Hey.
You know what I mean? Just butt cheeks flapping open and then smacking shut. And a real porno director gets around that somehow.
I got to tell you a story real quick about a Hill. Like Ryan back in the day, our good friend from high school.
Buddy of ours, Ryan Hill. You can't find him on Twitter or Facebook. Otherwise, I'd still be in touch with him.
He hates the interwebs. Yeah. He used to light his farts on fire. Did he ever do that for you? Just like
he learned it from
me. Basement. Okay.
He learned it from me. Might have done it 2 weeks ago.
What you failed to teach him, and he explained this to me trial by error. One day he got out of the shower.
Don't do it
naked. Yeah.
Don't do it naked.
He did it naked.
Rookie mistake. Can't even do it through underwear.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a new lesson.
Even through underwear, it's not protective enough. Your sack will get very warm. You need to do it through a denim.
He actually singed his ass hairs.
Well, yeah, there's no protection there. There's nothing keeping you from the flame.
Yeah.
You need something protecting you. Let's finish up the plugs before we get to lighting the parts on fire. There's also twitter.com/poppasbasement. That's got a lot of the humor, right? The humor?
You are
I'm
humorous.
Funny, right?
You're
Thank
very
you.
Humorous.
Thank you. That's what I was looking for. A lot of my funny is there. And links to everything we put on inpapasbasement.com also going through the Twitter. And your twitter.com/apexegetical.
Currently, I am thinking of getting a legit handle soon.
Oh, something that doesn't require the person screwing up the spelling five times and then saying, hell with it, I'll just follow Papa.
I'm about to embark on a career as a dance remix DJ. And so I'm going to create a Twitter handle to promote my douchey music.
Wow. Well then.
Yes. Aren't you glad this is the person you've selected to co-host radio with you?
I don't know what to say, really.
Yeah.
I feel momentum has kind of stopped.
I'm gonna say this, man. Like, people are about to realize, they may not have understood this before for the last 30-some years of my life, but they're about to find out just how Asian I really am.
Why? Are you remixing, like, J-pop and K-pop?
I don't know what those are.
Japanese pop music, like, the girl bands and stuff?
Oh, no.
Or, like, Psy, the Gangnam Style, Gangnam, whatever the hell. That's
It
K-pop.
Is of that ilk. It is of that ilk.
Really?
I'm actually currently remixing a B-list British pop star.
Okay.
Her name is Paloma Faith. There's a competition on Instaba.com.
Instaba.
Instaba.com allows people to do remixes and then post them online as parts of official competitions from artists who are signed with major labels but haven't really broke out yet. They had singles that haven't gone anywhere, and they're trying to get people to remix it to make it sound better.
I'm glad one of us does something constructive with their time online. You know what I did this morning online?
I have a good idea.
No, it did not involve me tugging myself like a stubborn lawnmower whatsoever.
Oh.
So apologize.
I'm actually clueless then.
There
you
go.
Would have been doing online.
I was on Netflix. Come on, it was an
okay.
easy
thing. Yeah, no, that's number two. That's your number two.
There you go. I was on Netflix trying to find a movie that could provide sound bites for the intro. Because that was an old one. You've never heard that. That was from the Curb Your Enthusiasm. That was Larry David and Smoove, what the hell, J.B. Smoove and Jeff
Garland. I love
that guy. Yeah. He's really got a career, thanks to Larry David.
Oh, man, like, he's great. Like, I've already, like, cast him in my mind for a role that I've written, fool.
Nice written right there. Nice written skills. So, I was trying to find a funny movie to piss off a few hours before the show and ideally get some funny samples. So, I settled on a movie called Clown, spelled K-L-O-W-N.
Unaware of this film.
You would be, because it's a Danish comedy.
What?
And I'm such a dummy. It really didn't dawn on me until I started hearing the IKEA speak. Like, there's no way any of this is going to translate on air. And in fact, this is maybe an uglier language than German. Not a bad film, mind you. If you want to kill 90 minutes, it's dirty as F.
No. Oh, huh.
There's a scene where the protagonist is convinced by his friends that in order to prove to his wife, or his girlfriend actually, that he loves her, he should give her a pearl necklace in her sleep. Now, sounds like BS, and it's very contrived. No one's that stupid, I would hope. But he goes for it, ends up pelting his girlfriend's mother while a small child looks on. There's
why,
a couple scenes like that.
Why can we not have Adam Sandler do the remake?
They're already looking at a remake. I'm not even going to pot up her goddamn mic. She's strutting in right now. 3:15. Over a quarter. You know what? I might ask you.
Come on. Behave, children.
If it makes you feel any better, I just went into the wrong studio.
We're finally joined by Arena. Now we have three.
The triumvirate reunited.
Okay, yeah. Thank you. Thank you for joining in. So, there's a bunch of scenes like that. It's dirty as hell. Not the best movie, but I found a couple clips. I'm not sure if we're completely beholden to FCC law here. I think we can play whatever we want, though, as long as it's in a foreign language.
I mean, are you going to translate it afterwards?
No, I just am playing this to drive home what an ugly, unfunny language this film is in. And it makes it kind of hard to watch, but... So we've got two blonde guys and a dark-haired woman who's very white, but like by the standard established by this, she's practically a black person. I want to get to the shrieking. The shrieking will kick in real fast. Come on.
Wow, these people are very Danish looking.
Here it comes.
Is she black looking because she has dark hair?
Exactly. She's fair as hell.
Han blev væk for nogle timer siden her i nat på et eller andet tidspunkt, og jeg er spænet rundt på hele pladsen.
Do you get chills listening to this? Because if I were you,
a little bit,
this would all sound like put the Jew in the oven.
Time for that shower.
Exactly. You can no longer work. You go to the left now. I could listen to this all day. It's so ugly, though. We have to settle it right now. Is this officially...
It's scary.
Is it uglier than Vietnamese? Which up until today, I thought might have been the ugliest.
It's very nasal language. I guess
it's guttural. It's not nasal.
It's not
nasal
good.
Is B-Real's rapping.
But don't pretend like English sounds great poetically. Let's be real here. Like, English is a pretty ugly language.
I am not self-aware enough to think of anything... Like English to me sounds... That's what words are.
I've been thinking about this recently. I'm with you usually, but... Okay, so I just moved to a new place. I don't have cable. What I just found out, though, is I have a receiver. Like an HD receiver, so there are all kinds of crazy stations that you can get for free with the HD antenna now.
Yeah, there's a lot of weird foreign crap you can pick up.
Mundo Fox is the best.
What is
Mundo
that?
Fox? It's just Fox for Spanish language.
Is there a lot of like tits and ass or?
Heck yeah.
Okay.
Their version of The View in the Morning is the best.
Oh my God.
Are they all topless?
Is the best. Because, well, they're classier than like the women who are on later in the day on Mundo Fox, but like. For 9 a.m. in the morning, I'm definitely watching that over...
Is it like four plunging necklines? Like
yeah,
really
that's
big
what I was
hands.
They're all clearly women in their like 30s.
How is that classier than the ladies on later?
Women are just like cast for
are
physical
they, are
appearance
they just
alone.
wiping it out of the corners of their mouth like five seconds before they go on camera?
That's more the evening okay. Performances. The morning is actually like, this is someone's wife. So try to be respectful as you masturbate, that kind of thing.
Finish off and say, thank you, lady. Do a little roll with the hand as you
bow. I believe it's gracias in Spanish.
Exactly. But gracias, señorita.
I legitimately am, like, spending some of my time watching this, like, trying to figure out what they're saying. I don't know much, like, in the way of Spanish, but, you know, one day I do hope to learn it. And I gotta say, it just sounds cooler. Like, you can sing a song in Spanish. Like, the language sounds... like music, whereas English does not sound like that at all.
I think that's all BS. You hear that about the Italians and opera. I remember when I was, you'll hear about like Shakira songs too, like in the YouTube comments, because I'm bored and I'll watch like She-Wolf 100 times. They'll be like, oh, the Spanish version of this is just so much better.
Objectively, I would rather hear her sing in Spanish. I don't like her music as much in English. I'm going to go there.
Yeah, she has like that annoying accent.
I just want to hear it in English. When I was a dumb little kid, and I was like getting into just every obscure bit of music I could back when I had a soul and cared about music. Like, I was way into Kraftwerk.
Kraftwerk.
What? In German. And there were some anuses out there who convinced me that the $6.99 English versions of The Man Machine and, you know, Computer World were no good. And you had to hear it in the native German.
That's a bit extreme.
Yeah. So I buy these things on eBay for $35 a pop. And I can't sing along to them because they're in German.
Yeah.
If you've ever listened to Kraftwerk in English, it's the greatest dumb lyrics of all time.
Yeah.
I'm the operator of my pocket calculator.
I love that
song. And
that
just sound effects.
I love that song.
It's
that
so good. It's why would you?
What are you guys talking about?
You're hearing what kids who don't have sex in high school
yes.
did on a Friday night.
Put
Trans Europe Express on.
On repeat.
Yeah.
All night.
Tell your mom to make us more snickerdoodles.
There's no way we're going to the football game.
No, we never did. I went to 2 football games. One time, high out of my brain.
Because I was cooler than you. I was in marching band, so I had to go.
Oh, look at you.
You were so cool in your marching band.
And what's really funny is some of the girls in marching band actually were having sex, as I recall.
Of course they were. Dude, if you're a girl, having sex, not hard.
Guys love a nerdy chick.
I don't know if back then, because we were children of the late 90s, Howard, I don't think the nerd appeal was there yet. And girls were not nerdy in the way they are now. Like, I love me some Reddit Gone Wild, which apparently has, like, blown up. I've talked about it on the show 6 months ago. But since then, like, Zach Braff has mentioned publicly, like, he loves Reddit Gone Wild. And a bunch of accounts sprung up that were like, I hope Zach sees this. Or, like, you know,
awesome.
Zach B. lover. And then it created this backlash where a bunch of guys were posting nude. But, like, you know, like a piece of paper over their junk, and it'd be like, I hope Zach sees this. So, I was like, this is horrible. You ruined a beautiful thing. But I can't tell you how many girls on Gone Wild have, like, a Triforce tattoo next to their pie or, like, a one-up mushroom.
That's pretty hot.
That did not exist 10 years ago. And, Howard, you're 100% right. It's hot as F.
For those of us that did have sex.
Yeah.
Maybe a little after high school. What is a Triforce tattoo?
It's the key iconic image from the mythology of The Legend of Zelda. There's, I believe, 3 Triforces that were split apart. You mash them together, they make a bigger triangle.
All you had to say was slutty Halloween costume possibility, Zelda.
Slutty Link. Screw slutty Zelda. I want slutty Link. Like low-cut green
There's a couple
top.
Gay bars you could probably find that at.
Oh, God, some hairless little otter. Wearing a Link costume. I don't want that.
I think they're called twinks.
There's the twink. The twink. I'm just quoting things from this week's Always Sunny at this point.
I played so much Zelda 2 on 8-bit. I can still sing the song. It's just ingrained in my memory.
Anyone can sing that. Get out of here.
It's terrible,
That's
though.
Like saying, I know what color Mario's overalls were. Welcome to being a kid from when we were a kid, Howard.
What color were his overalls? Because I'm pretty sure his shirt was red.
Actually, just you're making me feel less bad about myself.
Blue. The overalls were red.
What about Luigi?
Luigi was blue. He was green and blue, whereas Mario was red and blue.
All right, you pass.
There you go. The shirt. Yeah, the shirts were their different colors. Blue overalls. White gloves.
White gloves. That was
exactly.
My next test,
so
but you passed.
They wouldn't leave fingerprints at the scenes of the race.
Princess Toadstool will never know that it's really us.
Exactly. Just strangulate it. When did Toadstool become Princess Peach? You haven't kept up with video games, so you don't even know what the hell I'm talking about. There came a time, she was Princess Toadstool for like 15 years, and then I got back into it, and all of a sudden, she's Princess Peach.
Oh my God, it's because it's Toadstool, probably.
Nah, because they call the little chubby loser Toadstool.
That's what I thought.
It's to appeal more to young women.
I guess.
Because I don't think young women look up as much to a Princess Toadstool as much as a Princess Peach.
Princess Peach sounds like sexual, though. They might as well call her Princess Slit.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Think about it.
I mean,
now I know what you guys think the English language sounds terrible.
I love it.
They're entrenching gender roles for young women. That's why they went with Princess Peach.
I guess. I know that girls are nerdy as hell lately.
Yeah.
And
it's
we missed the boat by like much. Yeah. Richard Killiam, our buddy who's
maybe listening.
Doing okay in life. Since you said that. He's all right. He was playing Magic the Gathering in person last night. He played some like 3-round, 4-round tournament every round against a different girl.
Interesting.
Now, I played Magic tournaments when I was like 15. You would not even see a girl near these things. I remember I had a couple chubby chick friends that I hung out with near the end of high school. They came in to the Magic shop where I was playing because we were going to go out and get high like 15 minutes later. These chicks almost got raped. Oh my God. This was like the scene in Apocalypse Now where they lower those playmates in and the servicemen get real riled up real fast.
What?
Yeah. And they need to chopper their asses right back out. That was the reaction of just having two, like, threes come into a Magic shop. It's like cute girls playing Magic now.
It's insane. You should Google right now. There's a sci-fi show. On the Sci-Fi Channel, there's a show called Face Off.
Okay.
Now, the host is really attractive. It's not surprising they would have cast, like, a Hollywood actress to, like, run it.
Yeah, but I mean, that's like the Olivia Munn.
It's that
phenomena. Like, she can eat my ass. She's just a cute girl, and she learned a couple, like, oh, what was Wolfenstein? But you know what I mean?
Face Off.
If the three
is
comes by, you'll be like, no, thank you.
Face Off is a competition for makeup artists. And what
God,
they.
God, I. Harmon.
Hear
Rich
me out
Harmon
on this.
Loves this show. I know all about it.
There are some really attractive women who are rocking the makeup artist for the Sci-Fi Channel. I gotta tell
just
you,
being makeup.
No.
Even if it's dorky makeup, it's
when
still
they
makeup.
Do the challenges, they come up with these like sci-fi themes. There is this one hot chick named, I think her name is Sarah. She's a blonde, classic hot blonde.
Okay,
knows everything about like Star Wars as far as like the whole mythology of it. She's way too into it, so she just spits it off. Like so many. Fat, unattractive, weird guys I hung out with in college. I was just like, holy shit, where were you 10 years ago?
She wasn't that hot. She was like,
let me hit the dump button to catch that one, Howard. Oh, wait, there is none. Enjoy the profanity coming your way, children.
All the way here, too, he was like, no cursing. No cursing.
I had a beer on the way here.
Says the lawyer.
On
I
the
can't
drive.
Be held responsible.
Did you have a road soda on the way in?
I didn't even have time to make one of those.
You don't make a road soda. You drink one. Road soda is not peeing into a bottle.
I was going to put some coffee liqueur in my coffee.
Oh, God.
I just took a shot like a real Russian.
Well,
it was a holy shit.
Arena, you're, what, 5 years younger than me and Howard? You're 26?
Sure.
How old are you?
I'm old enough to drink.
A lady does not divulge her age on the air.
She's not 40.
I'm 41.
You're 25, 26, what?
Around there.
Please.
I don't want to give out because then people like judge me based on my age. We've talked about this.
Are you being serious right now? You're not like old. You're still very young.
But that's exactly because then people will be like, okay, she's not old enough to know that, or she's not young enough to be doing stupid things like that.
I'm not asking you who shot President Garfield. I don't even know if he was shot. Was he the one that died in the tub? The fatso? Was that Grover Cleveland?
I think he got stuck in the tub. I don't know if he died in it.
You're fine. We're not trying to establish like you're an immortal vampire and I'm tricking you into weird knowledge from 300 years ago. Not all Jews are bloodsuckers, I guess.
If I out myself, I'm screwed.
You're 25 or 26.
I think you're old.
No, I don't. You're one of those two. I think 26, actually. You're like older than I realized you were given you worked at the station. And everyone else I worked with there was like 14. And I was 31.
They still let them drive the company truck.
Exactly. That was just, that was the Wild West. That was all guy talk radio. What I'm getting at, why are girls 5 years younger so much nerdier? What happened? Did they like just grow up in a world of video games whereas like we guys had to kind of fight to discover them? Because I know I was one of the last kids in my class to get my hands on video games, and I made up for lost time. Like, I was obsessed with Nintendo once I got one, but I didn't pick one up until, God, 89 or 90, and I was way behind the curve at that point.
Yeah, definitely there was a lot more, like, available to all girls, I think. But also, it kind of got hard to be nerdy because, like, Lil Wayne rocks, like, the nerdy glasses, and he'll, like, be like, yeah, you got to get your education on because that's how he freestyles.
That's like 3 years ago, though. He started that.
But it's still.
By the
it's
way, I find black guys in thick black plastic frames very unsettling.
Why?
I just do.
Why?
Do you get nervous like there's a Malcolm X thing happening again?
Exactly. I'm like checking for bow ties.
Oh, okay.
No, something just very weird about it. Like, the black guy trying to rock the very nerdy vibe. There's something.
It makes me feel good, honestly, because when I was in high school, I was like, man, I wish I looked like the guys in the NBA, and now the guys in the NBA are trying to look like me. It's awesome.
There's Dwight Howard with his thick frames.
I'm just like, when did this happen? This is hype. I've been looking like that since, like, age 15.
I love it. Don't get me wrong. I have now, like, because I'm too lazy to put in contacts, I'm rocking serial killer glasses, and I use contacts, like, once a year. Like, if I have to go to court or something.
Easy roll, dude. Those are computer programmer glasses. You are not looking like a serial killer. You look like you sit at a computer all day.
Well, that's fine. I do.
Serial killer night.
And I have the beard. So I kind of get a hipster pass
right now, which is nice.
And I just grew the beard because my face got real fat. So I still need to, like, insert a jawline. And the beard accomplishes that.
That's why I got layers cut into my hair.
Like, I mean, the length of your hair varies from year to year, but you pretty much look the same for, like, quite some time, man.
It's like 4 or 5 years, I'd say.
It's just suddenly, like, the way you appear has suddenly come into fashion.
It's great.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Well, that's the thing. All trends start with fashion. So, like, a long time ago, it was cool to get those t-shirts with, like, different video game things on them, like Zelda t-shirts.
Hold on. I need to establish which mic you are. So just hum for a second, and I'm going to turn off a mic, and if I stop hearing...
Oh, that was me. Awesome.
Never mind. I had potted up the wrong mic. But what? We're all good now.
So I wasn't on the pod.
You were up. I'm trying to do the levels on the fly. And now I think I turned up my own mic, which is never a bad thing. Never breaks my heart, none.
Nobody will notice.
But so is it these girls just came up in a world where everyone knew about Mario from day one?
It was more fashion, like, related, I'm sure, for the hot chicks. Like, all the models that rock these looks now.
I don't think really hot girls still get that into video. Or, like, it's not a part of being the quote-unquote popular cute girl still. Like, I still think there is the cheerleader who's like, I've never touched an Xbox in my life. But there's a...
There's the Avril Lavigne that does...
Exactly. There's a big subsection of girls that do have, like, cross-click appeal, like, where the quarterback is like, I'd bang the F out of the girl
Avril,
who has the Kirby tattoo over there. Yeah.
I think this is related,
but I wouldn't let her be seen in public with me.
A little bit.
I think the nerd chic crosses over with, like, the retro look that's coming back. Like, 50s look is suddenly back.
Yeah, like, these
Ray-Bans. I don't think it's the 50s look so much, except if you're Bruno Mars.
Or like the 30s, 40s.
Who looks like he's about to get into a knife fight in West Side Story.
I hope someone stabs him. I can't stand his music anymore.
He is both hosting and performing for this week's SNL. You might get your wish. Why don't you drive up to New York and put your money where your mouth is, sister?
He's not worth doing prison time for.
It's weird. For me, I'm seeing a lot of retro 80s crap. A lot of day glow. Now, tight clothing. I might be on... Like, this is the tail end of that 80s thing, because I just don't care about fashion anymore. Like, I'm just, let me fit into jeans that aren't a 40 waistband so I can still look at myself in the morning, and then I'll wear a t-shirt. Like, that's the extent of my fashion.
So you're a guy in his 30s?
Yeah, if my underwear is, like, disintegrated, like, if the waistband is just given out and is hanging around me like a hula hoop, I throw it out.
Or tied together for another day's wear.
I hadn't thought about that. I would just cinch it together and then staple the excess. Keep it tight again.
So when you have staples just lying around?
Yeah, exactly. Don't wrestle with me. I might prick myself with the staples and get the tetanus. Get the lockjaw. Suddenly no more Papa's Basement. Which might be happening anyhow.
Don't say things like that.
I might be dying.
What?
I might be dying.
We're all dying. It's just a question of how soon.
Shut up.
You sound like my mom
last night. Shut up, Confucius.
I went to doctor today. Mom, I just got home from work. I just want to go
to bed. I went to doctor. Ovarian cyst has another cyst.
She's like...
My cyst is very bloody.
I was like, can you just tell me about this tomorrow? Fine. Jewish mother guilt for like the rest of the night.
I will just sit here and die like dog in the meantime.
Just quietly. I won't tell you about this.
It has interfered greatly with your father's making love to me.
Oh, all right. So why are you dying?
The force of his thrusts have popped the cyst.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, boo.
And I am bleeding like a menstruating dog.
That was clean. Nothing there
why
was an
are you
F
dying?
Bomb or an S bomb.
Let's go with why are you dying now? Other than my foot being removed from here. But
finish it if you're gonna say it. Come on.
Ass.
if you're gonna pull it out and point it at my face, give me the money shot. Come on.
In the eye.
Yes. Just like in clown. Or Cloven, however they pronounce it in their godless tongue.
Oh, is that goodness. The movie we were just watching?
Yes, clown.
Wait, so they're remaking that?
Yeah, they are. Thanks for remembering that. Good memory.
In German?
Nice retention. No, Todd Phillips, who I think was the director of, what, Starsky and Hutch, and was he Hangover as well?
I don't know.
They're getting Danny McBride.
What?
To be one of the
guy.
Two roles.
Really?
A Scientologist movie?
He's from Fredericksburg.
Is he?
Yeah. So I feel like I can't really dislike him. He's just Kenny Powers in every damn thing, though.
I think they're on Danny.
He has no depth. Now,
what's wrong with that?
He's hilarious.
I think that's way too much what comedy has become lately. Like, no one cares to even approach getting into a role. It's like, oh, this is the Jonah Hill character. Get Jonah Hill. And then we'll get Ben Stiller to play himself. And we're going to get Ibags. What the hell? Vince Vaughn.
Hey, so Cloven is a comedy? Is that what you're saying?
It's a comedy, yeah. Watch it on Netflix.
What?
Clown. Klown.
Oh, my goodness. The Germans have quite the sense of humor.
Danish. The Danes.
They're even worse. They get, like, less sunlight up there.
I was talking to a Swedish follower on Twitter, and I'm like, yes, I was watching a movie from your homeland. She's like, actually, I think that one's Danish. I'm like, all you people look alike.
She's like,
you're all from the same area.
Scandinavian.
They have dark-haired people.
We
don't.
Same region.
I was shocked. They actually showed a black arm in that movie. That was the extent of the blackness. They were on a bus, and you see a black arm sticking out. Even in Scandinavia, the blacks are using the mass transit.
Wow.
It's a very open culture. Like, they're very equal.
I don't think they had that whole, like, segregation thing that we did.
No, they
I just don't think they
don't
have a
care,
lot of black people that live there.
Exactly. It's very easy to welcome the outsider when they're, like, one in a thousand. It's like, oh, hey, come to the party. It's not like Paris where the Muslims
like,
are just
cool.
taking it over.
Where
it's like
are
being
you
the
from?
White guy in Asia.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, oh, welcome King Kong. packing the rod. Although they're packing, too.
The Danes?
Yeah, holy crap. There's a scene where one of them does like the I'm running around without my pants for comedic effect. There was nothing comedic about it. This guy was down to his knee.
What?
It looked like a child swinging a stretch Armstrong.
They are tall people.
It was huge. Yeah. I was like, holy crap.
I got it. To be fair, though, he probably was willing to do the scene in part.
Oh, only because he had a big one. Are you kidding me? If you're like, hey, pull yours out, I'd be like, no. I would do the Brando.
I think one of the universals of comedy is, for the most part, the comedic actors in that movie also suffer from, like, the small penis.
I wouldn't say small, but nothing to brag about.
Nothing to brag about.
Yeah. Hell, Brando,
you sound
even
a little
in
defensive
his,
there right now.
Well, that's what I am. I'm like very average. Like some girls will like be like, "Oh, that was amazing." I'm like, "Don't shine me. I know what I have." Like, I'm not embarrassed. You know, I'm not Ken Jeong in The Hangover or anything, but I'm certainly not this guy.
Yeah,
Sven Olsen or whatever the F he was.
Ken Jeong was all bush.
Ken Jeong. Oh my, the guys on that. I mean, I would say the balls. You know, I'm speaking metaphorically though.
Right, of course.
Holy crap! If I were packing that, like, you could have worked 10 million into the contract. I wouldn't have done that scene. And he was apparently he's the one that suggested it. He's like, I have a really small dick. Let's show it.
Is that,
money can buy happiness.
I thought he did it without
enlargement.
Like, they initially filmed it without anybody knowing he was going to do it.
So I'm not like sure about that. Cut. I thought that they did an underwear version first. And then they were like, hey. He was like, hey, Todd Phillips, director. Who I think was the director. He was like, dude, I got a small one. Let's pull it out. You want some laughs? This is some laughs.
Wow.
This is yellow gold down here.
It's still engraved in my brain.
I'm glad you guys can keep talking about this while I'm dying. after I've informed you of my impending demise,
yeah,
which might mean no show starting next week or any other week.
We're just trying to go around it. We've already been planning our own spin-off, depressing.
So, like, whatever.
Frasier, Crane bastards, Cleveland show over here.
Howard and I will just go on without you.
Nuts to all of you.
What's wrong with you?
Have you guys heard?
Hold on, should we put on some music for this moment?
If I'd done show prep, yes, but Howard just hum, I guess. I don't know.
Play something deep and spiritual.
Hum an old Negro spiritual for us.
Please don't. So, John,
with me in the role of Ganon, because I'm dying soon. All right, that's enough.
What have you found out in your recent?
Are you guys aware of the brain-eating amoeba?
What?
Are you aware of the brain-eating amoeba?
I would like to remain willfully blind to its existence.
I could. I could. Howard, I'm going to ruin your life right now. You are going to learn.
Why did you come into studio and... Oh, you're just making this up.
Oh, no. Here's the Wikipedia of... The brain-eating amoeba, or Naegleria fowleri, if we will.
So what's wrong with fowleri?
Look at it. Gaze upon its...
All right, so it does exist.
Yes, thank you. Not shining you so far.
What was your exposure to it, though?
You went to the James River and got it?
Quick one.
It's in the James River? No!
It's in Richmond's James River.
That's what internet says.
It's been killing all over the place in Pakistan recently because there's like a Muslim nasal cleaning ritual where you dump water up your nose and...
Sounds like a terror attack.
This stuff infects you by getting up your schnoz.
I've gone swimming in the James River.
I clean my nose every day like this.
Once it hits your nasal bulbs, you're dead. There is literally one reported survivor of this crap in the last 50 years. The only known cycle of treatment, they pump you full of drugs that, A, they don't think work anyhow. B, if they do, blows out your kidneys. Like Grandpa Simpson on that road trip where Homer wouldn't let him piss and both of his kidneys just explode. It's exactly what happens here.
Well, you don't drink anyways, so you should be fine.
You need those to pee.
Try to be positive.
Yeah. It's not like I can just stick a tap in me the way you get maple syrup out of a tree and my piss will just leak out.
I'm pretty sure that's how a catheter works, actually.
No.
That's a high quality of life right there. Yeah.
This guy got four kidney transplants the other day.
What's the cycle? Like,
bam!
How long?
This is a man who's properly frightened after hearing about brain-eating amoebas.
I just used tap water to clean my nose this morning. You're freaking me out.
Now I'm more worried about Howard dying than you.
Now it's 2-on-1.
I'll be the only one left.
My life would have been so much
better
if I'd not come to studio
today. The brain-eating amoeba will kick in after 1 week, where you start bleed out of your nose, feel nauseous, have mood swings, get dizzy, and convulse.
Oh my gosh, you have all this.
You're dead about 4 or 5 days later. There's zero treatment that works. It's like having mad cow.
I think
you're just kind of losing. I mean, if it's your treat, yes.
After this, just in case.
This will almost be worth it if I get a free lap dance or 17.
It's in the James, though? Why is it in the James River?
It's in warm bodies of water and improperly chlorinated water.
Oh, improperly. Great. There's way too much chlorine in Alexandria. I'm safe.
I don't know what's going on in my hot water heater. And... me, like a boob, I cleaned out my nose yesterday by tilting back and just letting the shower pelt right up my schnoz.
But now you're going to go get a lap dance out of it.
I'm not going to remember it in 5 days. That's the cruel irony.
You live in one of the most sanitized areas in the world. I mean, like, yes, terrorists could one day decide to poison everybody in this area, but
let's
they
not
put
give them any
way
ideas.
Too much chlorine, way too much chlorine in everybody's water here.
I'll tell you why I'm freaking out. And this would be brutal poetic justice because I got sawdust up my nose doing my locksmith gig yesterday.
Okay.
And it would be hilarious to me if I actually died by not following my dreams and quitting locksmithing and like going to Hollywood or New York to write. And we're going to have blue collar corner here for 5 or 10 seconds. For those of you who have had to work on hard wood, I work on doors a lot of times, drilling them. Now, your pine woods, like a wet wood, it doesn't create a fine sawdust that is actually airborne and like gets in your sinuses. I was working on a nice solid oak door yesterday. Oak does that. You drill oak, it literally disintegrates. You inhale it, and it agitates the living S out of your nasal cavity and gives you headaches for like 3 days. Now, I'm insane, so I'm thinking that's the amoebas eating my brain already. I know it's the oak dust, which will take about 4 days to work its way out, but I'm convinced I just have fast-acting amoebas attacking my brain now.
Yeah, no, I feel
like,
you on that.
I am the scientific. I mean,
this is why we're friends, yeah. No,
this is my whole... I was a freaky little kid about germs. Like, I found a swimming mouthpiece, like kind of something that goes to like a snorkel, just a little clear circle at the bottom of a pool when I was 12, and I picked it up, and I convinced myself, first I had to learn what a diaphragm was, then I convinced myself this was a used diaphragm, and third, that I then contracted AIDS from it because I jerked off a couple hours later without properly washing my hands. So I spent the next like year and a half washing my hands with Lysol anytime I was about to touch myself. Very true.
Now your penis has no immunity defense.
Exactly.
You are screwed.
Exactly. It'll get the sniffles anytime winter rolls around. I am scared S-less, though. Like, I'm going to take about a week. Just remind me next week during the show that I was talking about this so that we can all have a good laugh. But if I'm dead, is there a way you guys can carry on? Howard, can you continue?
I'm actually out of town next week. I'm going to a bachelor party.
I'll be here 15
minutes. Why are you so
late?
Selfish? Yeah, exactly. It'll be a 15-minute episode. She'll roll in at 45 after. Play the dirge music.
I'll bring some strippers in here.
Oh, that would be a true
tribute. Now I'm just so depressed because no one's even going to properly memorialize me on the air.
Will probably actually show up
to the
studio.
You would have cued the music.
He will if she brings in strippers, and then he'll be on time.
Bring your bachelor party in here.
Blowing up her phone. He'll be like, where are you? Where are the strippers? Are they with you? Are they going to be at the studio? I need to know.
Do I meet them there? That was a really good Howard impression.
That was a bad Will, though, for me. It sounded like bit like Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs. More than my brother. But yeah, I'm scared. Like, to cope, last night after this happened, I bought two of the new Domino's pan pizzas. And I might have crushed 9 slices worth, which is
lovely.
One whole pizza and a slice
bonus
getting into
slice,
the next pie.
I thought you were going to be like, I went and got some antibiotics.
No, I'm dead. I'm literally dead man walking if this is the case. The brain-eating amoeba.
He went so far as to research how many people have survived this in the last 50 years.
Pretty much
the
one.
The answer was one.
One.
It's only he killed 120 two. People since the 60s.
Yeah. Look at her. She's quick with that
nice.
Little iPad.
Nice.
Toot, toot, toot.
Your iPad sounds like a computer from 1962. You're like the lost in space computer, the computer in the Batcave.
It's like,
and then out comes like a print card with little punches in it. Like the Joker's conspiring with the Riddler.
There's a lot
According
of colors
to these
on
brightly
it.
Colored lights, yes.
Danger, danger.
Yes, and then the flailing arms, and then that old pedophile trying to blow young Will Robinson.
Didn't he end up being a pedophile?
Dr. Smith? I don't think so. That was just the entire vibe of Lost in Space.
He was really
like,
creepy.
Oh, the lamentable pain can only be cured by a young man's manhood in my mouth. Come, young William. Dr. Smith, what a queen. I don't think he was gay in real life, but good lord, he hammed it up on that show.
Let me check that out.
Dr. Smith, gay. You're going to get
that show again?
Lost in Space, and they did the horrible remake in like 98, which I'm embarrassed
Dude.
To say I
the
saw in the theaters.
The search says Dr. Smith, Lost in Space, gay.
Of course. It's going to literally be number one hit. Number two will be Dr. Smith, pedophile.
Can we play a clip from Dr. Smith saying anything?
Sure, hold on.
I think
you guys buy me time. Right, yeah. I'll take up Dr. Smith. I think we can play these live. I don't think any N-bombs are going to fly out of his mouth.
I don't think it was that kind of show. Back then,
William, keep the Negroes away!
Back then, Nassau segregated, so.
Somebody wrote a paper called Why People Hate Zachary Smith, a study in the psychology of villains in American morality.
He wasn't even a villain. He was just kind of selfish. He was very morally ambiguous. It was like he would have killed the Robinson family.
If it were advantageous.
Exactly.
I think this was at a community college.
Like if he found a spaceship that was powered by white family blood, he would have killed the entire clan just to make sure he could circle the moon before he went home. But I kind of dug that about him.
I do think, like, later on the show, it would be pretty funny if you edited the Jerry Sandusky wiki page to say that was his favorite show growing up.
I think that might happen now. Oh, no.
Okay, here's an 11-second clip of him saying, oh, the pain.
Oh, the pain. The pain. Oh, the pain. The pain.
Such an old queen.
He just sounds like he's getting prison raped.
Oh my god. And then here you are, your favorite arena. Come on, kick.
We're gonna get our results any second
I
now.
That force of action.
What if like when you took an AIDS test, they had that kind of computer process your results?
What, Robbie I'm the robot? Sorry.
Yeah, it'd be so much more exciting.
Where are you supposed to say Danger Will Robinson?
There you go.
Thank you, God. That was a lot of foreplay. Good Lord, I just wanted danger for 22 seconds.
Danger, John Papagiorgio, you might have the herpes.
Imagine, though, if you were taking the AIDS test, and then if you had a positive result, they just sent that robot.
To your house?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but you have AIDS.
But look at this!
Let me hug you with my metallic, heartless arms. Cry into my tin bosom. Your life is over.
We should start some sort of AIDS initiative and help people.
What, robots to tell you you have AIDS?
Oh, God, kidding? The robots here.
Sending those into the ghetto? They'd be missing their wheels in 15 seconds. So be stripped. Just a pile of circuitry with the copper pulled out of it.
They're not going to the Indian reservation.
It would be like after the Jawas got to C-3PO. Just in a million pieces.
Oh my God.
I like the screwed up accent on that too. C-3PO.
Oh my gosh.
Can't say C-3PO like a normal human being.
Wasn't Dick Van Dyke gay?
No, God, I should know this because I know weird things like that, but I don't think so.
I
know
can't
Danny
remember.
Thomas was allegedly into sitting under glass coffee tables while chicks would make onto the table.
Make who? Number one or two or either?
The dose.
No.
No one.
Why? I don't. Why?
The number one.
I don't know. Maybe it's just the thrill of seeing it like speed at him. It was almost like bungee jumping, but in a different direction. You know, just hurtling towards him and then just stops right short.
I will admit to my curiosity.
I feel so bad for his maid. She had to clean
that
coffee table.
What? Yeah, exactly. The Mexican maid. Even
I need more
then.
Lemon pledge.
No, back then it would have been white maids.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. What were you saying, Howard?
No, you're going to have to listen to this episode again to hear what I just said.
Oh. It's a challenge.
I hope you have the brain amoebas. Knowing my luck, I'll do it once and have them. And you're like, I put my nose under the faucet for 18 seconds a day. So, yeah, knock that off, by the way.
No more neti potting.
It'll be an end to his remix career.
What
He's
did I do?
Gonna make beautiful Asian rap.
Exactly.
What did you have, one beer or five?
The Asian Timbaland. Timbarind.
Timbarind. That'll be a fat handle.
You need a
Timbarind.
Timbarind. Well, I guess we
He's
punch
coming
out.
To drop beats.
We come out. It's 3:50 almost. I like to give Squire a couple of minutes. Let's
do this.
Let's do the Surf Rider.
It's a wrap.
That way you can pick up some booze for the rest of Saturday.
Well, we got another episode. You're not done yet. Where are you going? Your plate's still full.
I thought I could Stimpy run around Kadugan. The corner to do some drinking. In
you
the
do
studio.
That afterward.
I know.
When I race home to play Mario Kart, which I'm currently in the middle of, because I am a mature 31-year-old man.
Whoa, Howard's breaking it down. We could be witnessing history right here.
Arena, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for allowing me to come in late.
She's at Girl Knows Sports on Twitter. Howard.
Currently at Epexegetical. There may be a new Twitter handle in the works, though.
There will be a spellable handle in the not-so-distant future. That's what we're all hoping. I'm John Papagiorgio. You've been listening to Papa's Basement. First and foremost, show's website in papasbasement.com. Go there. Every Monday and Thursday, you get an hour-long episode of this show. You also got my writing, tons of it. So if you don't want to stream audio at work and you just need something to pass 30 seconds because I don't write much.
And you want to learn to read because it's not complicated.
Exactly. I keep it very monosyllabic. There's also twitter.com/papasbasement. That's me tweeting about this. And facebook.com/papasbasement. That's got links to pretty much everything we put on the site. And we are now going over to the B studio where we can do a dirty show. Even though Howard slipped up that once. But.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Exactly.
Just talking about two ships passing in the night.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.